casserole. As a matter of fact, when it comes to those nuts and diverticulitis, you may be able to start indulging. Talk with your doctor again and ask, hey, can I eat nuts now? Cashews, almonds, peanuts? Or do I need to avoid them in order to avoid exacerbating my diverticulitis? Your doctor might tell you, eat it.
Open up your mouth and feed it.
Yeah. Open up your mouth and feed it. All right, now, gas. That's something that a lot of us just don't want anything to do with if we're in the public. It doesn't matter whether we're in class or on the elevator or in the office. We don't want to be dealing with gas. Things can be pretty embarrassing. Well, let me ask you this, especially those of you who like to eat kind of heavy at lunchtime. What would you say is the food or food type that causes the most gas? Have you heard that beans cause the most gas? Well, check this out. Maybe, maybe not. As it turns out, they're saying now that actually dairy products cause more gas than other foods, particularly as we age and our bodies become less able to absorb the sugar that's in milk. So, to ease that problem, you may want to consider looking for lactose-free products, because that's what the sugar in milk is called, lactose. And so if you're noticing that it's becoming more and more difficult for you to control things when you eat, you drink, you may want to consider trying lactose-free products, or even they're saying consider taking the over-the-counter medicine called lactase, which you would take before you eat the dairy food, cheese, whatever it is that's dairy-based and you really like it. You may not have to give it up. You may be able to eat, drink, and be merry and stay merry. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you may be able to try this even at home. Now, check this out. We talked about gas and lactose, inability to absorb it, and maybe taking lactase to resolve that problem. L-A-C-T-A-S-E, lactase. Well, that leads us to our next one. Is this myth or reality? If you are lactose intolerant, in other words, your body will not absorb the sugar that's in milk, or at least won't do it efficiently, you need to completely avoid dairy. If you are lactose intolerant, you need to completely avoid dairy. Is that myth or reality? Well, they're saying now that people with lactose intolerance actually differ in how much dairy they can handle. While one person may get symptoms from just one glass of milk, others may be able to drink up to two glasses of milk. Some people can enjoy yogurt or ice cream, but they can never drink straight milk. Aged cheeses, such as Swiss cheese and cheddar cheese, are often better choices. It's usually a matter of trial and error to find out which dairy foods and how much of them are, quote unquote, safe for you. So just because one dairy product may not be okay for your body, that doesn't mean no dairy products are okay for your body. Now, if you want to just go ahead and say, hey, you know what? I'm just going to make this easy. I know that this dairy product and that dairy product messed me up, so I'm not going to do any dairy products. I'm going to avoid them all. That's not a problem either. And you may just want to consider some other healthy, nutritious food type to replace the dairy with, so that you don't give up, end up just giving up. Sometimes it's a lot easier to give up if we replace. So if you, for some people, it's not an issue at all, because, for example, in the case of dairy products, dairy food products, they may not be that keen on dairy food products to begin with. And so to give all of them up may not be that big an issue. I mean, there are people who may not be excited about cheese or yogurt or ice cream. And so, you know, you talking about milk, they may say, hey, I'm cool with almond milk. I'm cool with soy milk. They don't have to drink the milk from the cow. Just not that big a deal. So I can dig it if that's where you're coming from. No problem. No problem. No problem at all. Whatever truly works well for you. Now, what about this one? Myth or reality? We know that some people smoke because they want to have a quick, easy way of calming themselves down. And there are people who say that smoking helps them relax. Well, let's look at smoking from a different angle. Myth or reality? Does smoking relieve heartburn? Have you heard that before? That smoking relieves heartburn. Is that myth or reality? Well, they're saying it's myth. And they're saying that smoking may actually add to heartburn. Nicotine can indeed relax the muscle at the top of your stomach that keeps acid from splashing back into your esophagus. Acid splashing back into the esophagus, of course, as many of you know, is called reflux, and a lot of people call it acid reflux. So again, smoking can add to heartburn because nicotine can relax that muscle that's located at the top of your stomach that prevents the acid reflux. More acid reflux means more heartburn. So, according to the experts, smoking can actually make heartburn worse. So that would be a myth. Smoking releases heartburn, myth. What about this one? Constipation. We talked about aging and how as we get, you know, as we Homo sapiens get older, we may have more problems with gas. How about when it comes to something that may be considered the opposite of gas, almost the opposite, constipation? Myth or reality? Aging causes constipation. Aging causes constipation, myth or reality? Well, they say that people are more likely to have constipation as they get older, but the aging body itself is not to blame. Now, listen to this now. The aging body itself is not to blame. Older adults often take medications that can make the digestive tract sluggish. But what else can lead to constipation? You know, more difficulty in moving waste out of the body. How about this? How many of you have noticed that when you exercise on a regular basis, and particularly when you do exercises that are specifically designed to strengthen, to work your abdominal muscles, that when you are exercising like that, your body seems to clear out its system much more efficiently and even more frequently? You're exercising overall, but especially doing abdominal exercises. Well, one of the reasons that we really encourage everyone of all ages, including the elderly, the aged, our senior citizens, to exercise is because it helps the body in so many ways, including in keeping the system cleared out. More in just a few. Don't you make me repeat it. Have a banana, have a whole bunch. It doesn't matter what you had for lunch.